In 1761, six men met for the first time in Copenhagen. They had each been invited to participate in an expedition of exploration to Arabia and surrounding countries. Each was an expert in his field. Frederik van Haven was a philologist, Christian Kramer was a doctor, Peter Forskål was an eminent and controversial botanist and a pupil of Carl Linnaeus, George Bauernfeind, an artist, and one young cartographer and mathematician with no particular fame to speak of, named Carsten Niebuhr. Carsten Niebuhr was born in 1733 as the son of a Hanoverian farmer in the Ditmarsh, which was at the time part of Denmark, though it is today part of northern Germany. His mother died shortly after his birth, and his father died while he was still quite young. His uncle and guardian therefore placed him in school, and he was educated as a mathematician and cartographer after a land dispute had caught his interest. It was this background, as well as youthful strength and extremely good health, that led to his inclusion in the Great Expedition. Since he was the least educated of the members, he was offered a professorship before leaving, but he turned it down as he felt he'd done nothing to earn it. But by the end, he certainly would. The expedition was a result of Enlightenment period fervor for scientific inquiry, and funding came readily from King Frederick V of Denmark, who was personally interested in the results. The stated goal of the expedition was to set sail from Copenhagen, travel to Constantinople, on to Alexandria, and from there to Arabia Felix, the Happy Arabia, or what we know today as Yemen. The expedition was of great international importance, as it was the first scientific expedition ever to Arabia, and it was hoped that it would not only produce the first maps of the area, but also would make significant discoveries in the field of medicine and botany. However, the official intention was to further the understanding of the Bible. Therefore, the team was to collect any and all information, Oriental manuscripts, rare antiques, and information about any places, animals, and plants that were specifically mentioned in the Bible. Now, the sailing vessel Greenland set off from Helsingør in January 1761, headed towards Constantinople, with the six men on board, and Carsten Niebuhr was immediately struck down with seasickness. It was not the last disease he was to suffer from, but he was to survive each and every one. His method was fairly simple. Whichever country he came to, he would quickly learn the language and the customs and live as one of the natives. As the journey continued and each of the other expedition members succumbed to disease, it was left to Carsten Niebuhr to take over their tasks and continue their work. Two of the expedition members died from malaria in Yemen, and another two died on the road to Bombay. In Bombay, the last of the traveling companions, the Swedish servant and former soldier named Berggren, died. Carsten Niebuhr was now left to travel home alone via Persia, Iraq, and Turkey, and arrived back in Copenhagen at the end of 1767, almost 7 years after he set out. By this time, he'd been traveling alone since 1763. Sadly, by the time he got back, many things had changed. Denmark now had a mad king, and soon a new government, and while Carsten Niebuhr was honored as a scholar and given the Order of Dannebrog, his achievements were largely ignored. He therefore undertook to publish the expedition findings at his own expense as the Travel Descriptions of Arabia, written in German, which was the language of scientific publications at the time. While his contemporaries did not acknowledge him, history was to remember Carsten Niebuhr as the first man in the world to draw a map of Yemen, which had never been visited by Europeans. He was also the first to draw accurately and copy cuneiform writing from the ruins of Persepolis. It was these copies that later allowed others to decipher cuneiform writing. The many samples of animals and plants, especially collected by Peter Forskål, he brought home, and they are still used in study collections today, including the Zoological Museum of Copenhagen. By 1773, there was talk of sending him on yet another expedition, but tired and bitter, Carsten Niebuhr instead married and applied for a job in his home region of Schleswig, where he was to pass the rest of his life. He died in 1815 at the age of 82. His eyesight had been weakened by hours of hard work in the bright sunlight, and he was quite blind by then, but he was still a formidable presence.